22 after the hour. Last caller of the day, Regina in San Antonio, Texas, on EWTN's Guadalupe Radio. Welcome, Regina. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to first start by saying thank you guys for your fruitful work. I'm passionately pro-life, but I do have a question.
Sure.
When it comes to other pro-life groups and individuals, I feel like there's some kind of division when it comes to our approach sometimes, and I'm referring to the word murder and graphic images of aborted babies, and I do think at some point in time it's appropriate to show these things and the procedure of an abortion on a maybe more intimate level, but I don't agree that it's appropriate as a first-time approach. And I'm wondering, what is your stance on this? And am I wrong to think
that this is
not okay?
Well, I think for myself, I was involved in using graphic images in public to get people to understand abortion and talk about it. But I myself have different opinions about it. This is a pragmatic debate among pro-life advocates about what terms we should use, like murder. I would say abortion is unequivocally homicide, the killing of a human being. Murder involves things like premeditation, malice, being illegal. And so some would say that women who choose abortion are not necessarily committing murder because they're not malicious. It's not premeditated. They may not know they're ending a child's life. So it's more like manslaughter. The same with the graphic images. So there's a debate about what terms we should use and what approach we should take. The pictures themselves, I think there's room for debate there about where they can be used. I myself chose to use them either at abortion facilities or on college campuses, places where children tended to not be, but abortion-minded people were, to get conversations going. So I think some people may not use them. Others I know have held graphic images in front of abortion facilities, and people have canceled their abortion appointments upon seeing them. Mm-hmm. So there's a balance there. I don't pretend to know the right answer, but I think we're all allowed to have our opinions, and we should have civil, pragmatic discussion about what strategy with our terms and our images is best to use.
Regina, thanks for your pro-life witness and your call.